You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Welcome to Daycare Overhaul,
where we do childcare better.
We do. I'm Justina.
And I'm Caroline, and we're so glad that you guys are here today. And we've got a really spicy topic today.
Spicy.
Spicy is a great word. And it is on hiring employees.
And specifically, how to attract superstars.
Right, because we don't want to just hire anyone.
That's right. We want to make sure we're hiring someone. If you're watching this on replay, Caroline has a gold star.
A gold star. Because those are the kind of employees that you want to hire. Those gold star, those superstar employees. And so we really thought with the hiring crisis that's going on in our industry.
Right.
Specifically, we want to make sure that we can give you some insights on how to overhaul your hiring practices.
Correct.
And attract those superstars. And just to give you a little background, really the two most phone calls that I get on a weekly basis are either I want to start a childcare center.
Right.
And can you help me do that? Sure, we can. But secondly, the second most popular phone call I get is how in the heck can I hire teachers? How do I find people?
And I think it's important to know that it's not just a problem here in Wisconsin where we're located. It's everywhere. And it's, yes, we're going to talk specifically today about childcare, but it's in every industry.
It is.
Finding employees, but finding good quality employees that are going to stick around and they're going to, you know, be a part of your company.
Right. Even just show up for an interview.
Right. I'm not sure why that's a problem, but it is.
It's just the sign of the times for sure. And so I want to make sure that we understand that this talent shortage that we're experiencing is not just in childcare. It's in every industry. And 72% of employers are having a really difficult time finding skilled workers. That's just astonishing to me. And honestly, I think that our childcare industry, probably that statistic's higher just because of the credentials and stuff mm-hmm. that we need to look for in terms of the teachers that we hire.
And I think those more recently, those credentials are changing.
Right.
All the time. Every year they're coming out with some sort of new, you need this, you need this, we need to do this. And it brings into the accreditation piece and getting your center accredited mm-hmm. in that kind of brings another level of qualifications that staff needs.
And I bet we all wish as childcare employers that we could just get this abundance amount of applicants and that those applicants would have the talents and the credentials that we need, that they would even exceed the qualifications that we're looking for.
More importantly, they would show up.
They would show up.
Whether it would just even be at the basis of that first phone interview and then the in-person interview and their first day, just showing up and then staying for longer than 3 to 6 months.
Or longer than 3 days or longer than day one.
Right.
We want them to know that exactly what the job is before they start, that they understand what it really means to be a teacher at a childcare center so that they don't get scared during that first week and they disappear.
And I think it's important to know, no matter if it's in childcare or any job in general, I think sometimes that first week can be really overwhelming. You're just inundated with policies and procedures and this paperwork. I mean, that alone is really overwhelming.
Well, and just finding a routine when you get into your new job, you know, getting that routine established and making friends, that's hard in itself. And so hiring is hard enough. And today we're going to talk again, not just about hiring regular teachers or bodies. We want you to learn how to hire superstar employees. And why we have to really concentrate on this is if we're not able to hire, and this is something that we're experiencing with some of our clients, they're not able to find those really good teachers. So they're having to close classrooms. And this is becoming an epidemic in centers all over the United States. We just toured a center yesterday, and they could enroll a minimum of 40 more kids, but they can't because they cannot find the staff.
And then if you think of that in terms of your bottom line, 40 kids?
That's about, okay, I'm going to give you a number. This is going to be crazy. So that could equate to about $480,000 of revenue.
I don't know anyone that would say, no, I'm good. I don't need that.
I don't need that $480,000. So this is a huge deal. And on Daycare Overhaul today, we want to give you some solutions that have been working with centers that we work with, stuff that's worked for us in the past at our own childcare center. And so we ask that you, you know, get ready for some really great information so that we can take a little bit of that desperation out of your hiring process. Because we don't want to be desperate with our hiring practices. We don't just want to hire bodies.
Well, and I think it's good to say that, because when you do that, those are the people, when you're hiring out of desperation, they're not going to stay. And so they might stay for 3 months, but you're going to end up in the same boat 3 months later. And it's a lot of time and money you put into that employee to that point.
And before we really dive into the solutions, I just want to ask you a question. So how would you define a superstar employee, Justina?
That's a good question. I would say they're positive. They have some mad skills, whether it be in the classroom or they can bring something else to the center, whether that be they're really passionate about art or cooking or sports or something that would add something else to your center. Maybe they are really they're a great team player. And so they're going to get along with everybody. And they want to help each other out. They come to work prepared and ready to work. And they're always kind of, you know, willing to do the extra work, even if it's not necessary and they're not asked to do it.
Those are exactly how I would define a superstar employee. It's that person that you're going to want to spend time with on a daily basis. It's not that type of employee that you're going to try to avoid during the course of the day. And we all had those. Let's be real.
Like you're walking into the center and you're like, beeline to the office. No, I don't see you.
And you divert and you end up crunching into someone else's classroom and having a side conversation with someone else. But we have had those experiences. And those superstar employees are the people that you just want to spend time with. They're the people you want to be around.
You would like to clone them and have a whole center of them.
Oh, you want to clone me and have a whole center of me, right?
Well, you and me, obviously, that goes without saying, but those superstar employees too.
We definitely would have a rock star childcare center then.
I think that it makes us a little bit biased.
A little bit.
But, you know, I think we're entitled to do that.
I agree.
So this is my question for you.
Okay.
If we can't hire because we aren't getting applicants or for whatever reason, how are we going to hire people that are superstars if we're not even getting any good applicants in general?
That's a really great question. And like I mentioned, we are doing some of these hiring practices with our clients and it is working. So I know we're all discouraged about having to constantly respond to applicants that are not following through, that are not meeting our standards, but you can do it. It is a huge problem, but we are going to be able to attract superstars. So what I want everyone to do is grab a pen and a paper, or if you're, you know, listening to us and you can't actually write some stuff down, maybe type it into your phone or whatever you can do. But we're going to go through a couple real solutions that you can do to overhaul your hiring practices at your childcare center. And so I'd like to start with specifically something that doesn't necessarily mesh with the credential piece that we're talking about, but I'd really love for you to consider hiring people that don't necessarily have the early childhood education background.
I think that's a really good point because some of those people turn out to be your best teachers. Point in case, me, I mean, obviously, but I did not come from a childcare background.
Could you imagine if our center would have looked you over because you did not have the childcare background?
Right.
You know, Justina, if you did not listen to one of our prior podcasts, actually our pilot podcast, you would have found out that Justina's background is not childcare. And so we could have easily looked over your resume and not hired you. And man, we would have been mistaken because you ended up not only being one of our greatest toddler teachers, but you became our marketing director.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want you to encourage, I encourage you to look at those resumes a little deeper when they come and look at fits with personality. Is there something that they're doing volunteering or in their free time? Is there a skill they're currently using in a job that might not be a childcare center that you feel might translate into your childcare center?
And I think it goes without saying, but sometimes those people in their, let's call it a previous career, they've been there for 10, 15 years. So they have longevity
and loyalty.
And they're just looking, you know, maybe they're getting older and they don't want to do that job anymore. And so they're looking for essentially a 180. Why wouldn't you give them a chance? They've been at their career for 15 years. Like, they clearly want to go somewhere and make an impact.
Well, and I just interviewed someone last week. So we do interviewing, as you know, for some of our clients. And one of the interviews I had was with a woman that actually works in the automotive industry. And she is looking for just flexible work hours, a couple days a week, where she can use some of her underlying passions. So she's a mom and loves children. She doesn't have an early education background, but she would be a great floater.
Mm-hmm.
And she's loyal because she's worked for this other automotive company for years and years and years. And so what if we would have skipped over her resume and missed out on that opportunity? So now we've hired this woman that is just so loving with the kids. She's a great injection into their team. And she's there, she's loyal, she's on time, and she's bringing in a piece to their team that they normally wouldn't have.
And I think it's okay to sometimes have to train. Like, it's okay to train the right person and the right employee to, you know, be that, that maybe doesn't have that background.
And it's not easy. I mean, we're let's be real.
Right.
It's not easy to train someone that's not, doesn't have the childcare background. And we get it. We're not saying that you need to hire 100% of your employees that are not in the childcare industry, but sprinkling them out throughout your center.
Basically, don't overlook them because they don't have the background. At least bring them in for an interview. And like you said, maybe their passion is working with children and they just never, that's not the route that they took when they became part of the workforce.
And you may just want to identify, maybe you only have two spots in your teacher roster for someone that maybe doesn't have the early education background. So just know how many spots that you can fill for this type of person and give it a shot. You know, the other, this is going to be the fun one that we can talk about, your online presence. And we feel very, very strongly about the image that our centers portray online, you know, the story that they're telling. And your online presence is a huge factor in hiring superstars.
I think that sometimes people don't realize how important that is. Like, they're like, yeah, we have a website and yeah, we're on Facebook, and they maybe post some pictures of the kids once in a while, but they don't realize how important it is to speak to potential employees. Because you don't know who is watching you. Everyone is kind of a watcher. They like to watch and see what you're doing. And then it's like, okay, maybe I could apply there. But if they're seeing nothing, like if they don't see a career page on your website, if they don't see any employee, you know, excuse me, pictures on your Facebook or your social media, they might be, well, what would I fit in? Would I be a good part of that? You know, company, and is there a spot for me?
Do I fit in? I mean, you really want to know if you fit in. So we were just, again, talking with another potential client that they have a career page. Well, oftentimes people don't even have a career page on their website.
Because again, they don't think to speak to the employee. But if you go on outside of the childcare industry, if you go on any other company website, they're going to have a career page.
Right. Career pages outside of childcare are always like really beefed up with great pictures of the that represent the culture, represent the teachers having fun, the teachers learning, the teachers collaborating. You know, if you have a staff meeting and you've got your teachers brainstorming together, take some really great photos of that. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that you want on your career page. If you have an internal vision statement that you live by, that you expect your teachers to walk that walk, is that written on your career page? Does it tell a story about who you are as a manager? Maybe you want to put a video on there of your center director giving a story about, you know, their managing style and what they look for in their employees and the things they value. I mean, could you imagine going to a career page and actually seeing a really great video from your potential boss?
And I think that having that there, you could see they're like, I could see myself working here. I want to be a part of that change. I want to make an impact with that they want to make. I want to work there.
And a lot of, we call them passive employees, meaning mm-hmm. they're out there. They don't necessarily want a new job right now because they're happy where they're at. Mm-hmm. But you want to speak to that. You want to speak to those people because those are your superstars. Your superstars are not necessarily going on Indeed and on job boards looking for jobs.
Right.
Because they're superstars. They don't have to go out there and find a new job. So we have to know how to speak to those people that might not be necessarily looking for a job. And your career page is definitely one of those. The other is your social media activity.
Mm-hmm.
And like Justina, like you had mentioned, your social media activity should just not be geared toward your families.
No, and I think the perfect marriage between social and a website is blogs. And I don't know that we've talked about it much in previous podcasts, but it's something that we're super passionate about, blogging at least once a week about something. But one of those things can be a teacher spotlight, where you highlight a teacher, you give them a questionnaire, have them answer a few questions, and you post it on your website. And then you share it on social and say, look at how great this teacher is. If you haven't met them, maybe a parent doesn't have a child in that classroom, so they don't know the teacher, but it gives them a chance to get to know them. I think that sometimes centers don't realize how much families want to like know your life, you know, and it can feel a little invasive, but at the center that we were at, we always posted if a teacher got engaged or graduated from college.
Or baby showers
or they got a special award or credential. The parents love seeing that because it gives them like a window into like their life outside of work.
And then if I'm actually, you know, scrolling through your social media, and I see that you're recognizing your teachers or you're showing their lives on Facebook, I'm going to be able to say, hey, I'm going to fit in there.
Right.
You know, this is a place where I could see myself being friends with that person. And so we have to really make sure blogging is really great. You know, that behind the scenes kind of blogging that you can do mm-hmm. of how you develop your staff professionally. How do you invest in them? You know, how do you run your staff meetings? Do a blog about that. Our blogs do not have to always be tips to our families on how to be better parents.
Right.
Let's focus some of our blog activity on our teaching environment and on our staff.
And I think having those out there, yes, you're going to attract potential employees, but I think it also potential families could refer potential employees. Like, hey, my kids go to the center. They have like they do these really cool stuff with their staff. You should check it out. You never know like who you're going to get from where, you know?
Exactly. And don't forget LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is something that a lot of people shy away from because they don't understand it or they don't feel like teachers go on LinkedIn. But LinkedIn has become way more popular. And I have found that a lot more teachers are on LinkedIn now. So if you go on LinkedIn and follow some bigger childcare franchises, you'll see what they're doing on LinkedIn is they're telling their unique story. So when you look at what they're doing, they're talking about how are they impacting their community as a childcare center?
Mm-hmm.
How are they volunteering? How are they recognizing their employees? And they're even advertising like events that they put on for their staff to help them learn and do professional development and stuff. They're putting those photos, they're putting those stories all on LinkedIn. And that's exactly what you should be doing on LinkedIn.
And would you say, I think that, I mean, I would say this, that more and more now, potential employees are not just looking for a job. They want to make an impact. They want to be a part of something that's more, that's bigger than themselves, essentially. They just don't want to come. There are those people that want to come, do their work, and go home. But there's more people that want to come and be a part of something and have a community, a family at their job where they can build those relationships with people that think like they do, that do, that they have similar interests, because generally in childcare, you find people, they like children. So having...
Given.
That goes without saying. But to have someone that's like, we understand what we do, like we can relate to each other. And so it's bigger than just the job.
Childcare is about that bigger purpose. And so communicating that on, you know, within your online presence, however you're doing it, that's what a superstar wants to do. They want to be a part of that bigger mission. They want to know what your bigger purpose is. And so making sure you know how to communicate that both verbally, in writing, and in pictures.
Right.
How are you communicating that? And then just making sure, again, making sure that you're creating a buzz online about your culture.
And
we're so excited.
I was saying, we probably were going to say the same thing, but use your career page, use your blogs, use your pictures to tell that story. Make videos. We loved making videos, like funny videos of teachers doing things like singing a song or just doing kind of fun.
Do you remember our survey?
Yes. So tangent, we were really passionate about getting 100% participation in our parent survey. So we decided we should write a song because we clearly all have backgrounds in this. And so we wrote a song.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let us know. So obviously everyone knows that very popular Disney song, Let It Go.
Now it's stuck in your head, right?
So we changed the lyrics to like, let us know, and we had some of our employees sing it.
They actually sung it. Yep.
They sang the song and we recorded like little snippets of like employees doing funny things or just interacting with kids in their class.
Cartwheels down the hallways. I don't remember. Lots of crazy stuff.
And like candid stuff of them teaching in their classroom. And we put together a little video and we put it out there. And what? How many participation? What was our percentage?
100%. 100%.
Because of a video.
Right. And but that video went way further than impacting our families. So we got survey results from 100% of our families. Our employees had fun creating it. It was something like completely different than the normal day. And then we were able to share that video and potential employees were looking at it and going, wow, this place is kind of quirky and it looks like a really fun place to work. So we ended up getting new employees from that. And so, yeah, it does, you know, video is a really great way to do that.
And I think that will be a podcast in the future talking about video and how that can impact your center. But why not?
Why not? And one more thing about your online presence that I really want to make sure you understand is superstars do not want to work for companies that are on the decline. And
that's that's a good point.
What that means is look at your website. Have you changed it? I mean, when's the last time you updated content?
Right.
Does it look old and outdated? You know, is it modern looking? When is the last time that you really did a refresh? And same with your ads. So when you're looking at things and remembering what a superstar is going to get attracted to is they want to make sure they're working for an innovative company that's forward thinking, that's, you know, conscious about what they're doing online. So really take a step back. I'd like to give you a challenge. You know, take a step back. Be objective.
I think sometimes it's really hard to be objective on stuff that you put together because you have such a huge passion for it. But sometimes you have to just take that hard look and say, this isn't working. I think that this parlays perfect into our next topic is content and ads.
Oh, ads.
But before we get into that, I do want to note that more oftentimes when I see centers that do have career pages, it's like they copied and pasted their job description on the career page.
Yes.
That's it. And then says, if you want to apply, click here. And you're like, I think it's a missed opportunity.
It is such a missed opportunity.
So let's talk about how to change that and really essentially change your hiring ads.
Exactly. So this stemmed from a recent conference that we actually attended that was outside of the childcare industry. And it was an insurance company that put this conference on. And what's funny is, you know, is there anything exciting about insurance? No.
Nope.
There's nothing fun about insurance.
Unless you're in it, then maybe you get really excited about it. But I feel like as a whole, it's not very exciting.
It's not. But what we took away from this conference was they were trying to portray this new language in their ads so they could attract superstars. And so we've actually modified some of the things that they talked about. And we've been using this now with our clients, and we're posting ads on Indeed and other places that aren't your typical job description like ad.
Air quotes on that.
Air quotes on that. And just, you know, what is a typical quote childcare center ad look like?
Well, I don't have one to read, but I have seen a plethora of them, and they generally say, center name has been around for X amount of years. We're looking for potential employees to, and then they list,
take care of babies.
Take care of babies, change diapers, follow lesson plans.
Keep the kids safe.
Keep the kids safe. Work X amount of hours to X amount of hours, Monday through Friday. Lead teachers. That's about it.
Oh, you need this credential.
This credential. These qualifications.
Right. And if you're in our industry, you know what credentials you need. So why do we feel like we have to constantly list all that?
Right. I think, and we're going to read a one that we've changed, but up until now, I think that was fine. But once your eyes are open to, there's this whole other possibility. You're like, why weren't we doing this the whole time? Like, if we would have just done this when we were at our center, maybe we wouldn't have had a hiring crisis and been in that situation. So it's kind of like, know better, do better. But hindsight is always 20/20. Like, oh, we wish we would have thought of that sooner.
Well, and how do you honestly, if you are listening and you're by your computer, if you go in Indeed and you search for a lead teacher in your area, so put lead teacher, put the city that you're in, tell me how many teaching jobs come up, how many ads come up.
Lots.
I'm going to tell you, in Wisconsin, it's about 484 lead teacher positions.
That's a very specific number.
Yes, I know that just from doing it recently. About 484 lead teacher ads come up for one of the little cities near us. Okay, so how do you stand out in 484 ads?
That all say lead teacher, part-time teacher.
Part-time teacher.
And that in the headline.
Right. Doing these various job description type of functions. So I'm going to read you a sample of an ad that has been working dynamically. As a matter of fact, one of our newer clients just did an ad similar to this. And within minutes, she was texting me, telling me, holy cow, I've gotten three applicants that are like super excited for their interview. I'm talking minutes. And so it is working. So we suggest you give it a try.
Honestly, before you read that, when we were doing some hiring for another one of our clients, the person actually said, I applied because of the job ad said.
The ad moved me.
Yeah, it moved me. It made me want to be a part of the company.
Now, when's the last time someone called you for an interview and said, your ad moved me? That's pretty intense.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to read it. So this one says, we're on a mission to not only make children feel special, but to be around similar people that thrive to create work environments filled with this positivity and passion. And we need the best people to help us achieve this. The best way to start and end a day is with a company that is filled with game changers who are ready to be an impact from day one and beyond day 1000. That is who we are. Working for us is not your normal career move. Instead, it's a shift in your life to be exposed to a mission greater than our four walls.
I feel like I need to be like, mic drop.
Mic drop. And then at the end of this, you direct them to your career page. That's the kicker. You want to take them from this ad to your career page that is beefed up with your culture.
And your videos and your pictures and your mission and your core values.
That's a game changer.
I want to apply to work at this place.
Hey, that's our company. We are game changers.
This is true. But after reading that, I felt compelled, and I've read that a million times.
Right.
But every time you're like, that is so impactful. I want to be a part of that company.
So I want you to, you know, those centers that are listening that are having trouble hiring, You know, you obviously don't want to use this verbatim, but what I want you to do is get out of your comfort zone and write something about a bigger purpose that's going at your child care center. Don't feel obligated to have to put all the credentialing in there, what the hours are, blah, blah, blah. You're going to work that out in the interview. You're going to win them over in the interview. And so that's when you can kind of, you know, that's when you can nail down those really specific things that you need. But initially, what you want to do is get people actually calling you and following through on their interview. And that's what this will do.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Whew. That was intense.
Superstars. All right, moving along. So the next thing, this is difficult. It takes time. So when you're hiring superstars, we can't just sit behind our desk.
Right.
And hope that they just come to us. And that's the hard part, because as directors and employees in childcare, we don't have free time. And we can't just put an ad up there and hope that all of our applicants are going to come through on our email. That just doesn't happen. And so our next tip to you is to attend events and tap into networks where, you know, your potential type of employee is going to hang out.
Right.
And that takes time. It might be time after work. It might be time on weekends.
Time before work.
It might be coffee before work or lunch. And so wherever I go, I take a business card with me. And I highly recommend that you take stacks of them with you. And whether you're in a drive-through at a Starbucks, which...
I was going to be like, where is the one place that you try to recruit an employee from?
They always seem to be part of restaurants. Restaurant people offer amazing customer service. And those are the people I feel like... They have the personality to be really great childcare people, because they're usually high energy, they're hard workers, and they're polite and positive. And so I have a tendency when I'm out and about, those are the kind of places that I will generally hand my business card out.
And just say, hey, give me a call. Let's get together and talk.
Exactly. And so if you don't know where to go to find potential employees, don't ever hesitate to ask your staff. You know, what do you do on the weekends? Where do you hang out? Where do you go on lunch? And then plant yourself in those places.
And don't underestimate the power of one of your teachers also in, you know, empowering them to also say, hey, if you're ever interested, you should come work where I work.
Right. We just did business cards for someone. Yeah.
We called them referral cards, and they were generic enough that the teachers could write their information in there. And there was a bonus tied into that for them if they referred someone and that sort of thing. But even just saying, here's some cards. If you happen to be out and see someone, just hand it out and say, hey, if you're ever interested. Because how cool would that be that you're like, I just met the coolest person ever and I really want them to work here. And then they come and work for you. Like, how fun would that be?
Right. And talk about empowering your staff. Mm-hmm. Like, empowering your staff to help you hire people. That's really cool.
I think, and this is kind of going off on a tangent, but one of the coolest things that we did at the center that we were at is we had our whole process and everything. But then when they came into the observation, once they left, you empowered us to say, yes, I think they would be good, or maybe not, or I'm not sure. So you really, you know, said, give me a good, honest feedback. I want to know what your thoughts are. And you really took that into account. So if we were like, I don't think they're a good fit, or no, they didn't seem to be engaging, then you're like, okay, even if they did have the credentials, like, it's okay to
say no.
To say no.
Well, and why would you send someone in a classroom and do an observation and not get feedback from the class, from the teacher that was in there doing the observation?
Right.
And so it just made sense to make sure to follow up with you guys and kind of circle around and that kind of thing. So think of ways that you can get out there and network, that you can go to events and make sure you're bringing your business card with you, and, you know, tap into your employees to help you hire.
I was just going to say, you never know who they might know.
You never know. All right. So the next one, be creative on who you target. So we talked a little bit about hiring outside of the early education industry, but what about people that may have had a childcare background that maybe haven't been in it in a while? So they might be a stay-at-home mom, and maybe they haven't worked in a while, and they're just looking for, maybe their child just went back to school and they're just looking for a few hours in the middle of the day while their child's at school to help, you know, supplement their income and to get out of the house.
I think sometimes those employees are the best, because they're filling in, so they can come and do breaks or plenty of time and that sort of thing to free up some of your other teachers that are more full time to do some other things.
And they're usually more refreshed and have high energy because they're just like coming in and out. They're not there on a day-to-day basis, kind of getting burnt out mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So they bring in kind of a fresh energy with them.
Right.
Another really cool idea was create an alumni group. And I thought this was really cool. So maybe families that have left or teachers that have left become a part of an alumni group. And if you're familiar with that, it's, you know, people that basically have been raving fans because they were a part of your childcare center for whatever reason. And now they're out there referring you. But an alumni group might be there, might be willing to be a substitute teacher for a day or for a week if one of your staff goes on vacation. So keeping them in the loop.
Right. And I think that oftentimes if someone has to leave for extenuating circumstances, people don't think to say, hey, could we put you on a sub list just in case we're, you know, we need you? And they might say yes. And if it works out for them and the time you need it, great. But if not, that's okay too. But I don't think that I would have thought to do that.
Like, exactly.
Why not just ask them?
Well, and you have to keep communicating with them. So it's one thing to start an alumni group, but you just can't start it and then just let it be. So you do have to put, again, we can't just sit behind our desks and hope that superstars are going to come work for us.
You have to be proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And you're going to have to do some upkeep. So if you do create an alumni group, create a web page for it or a closed Facebook group or whatever you need to do to keep communication back and forth. You know, keep them included in your newsletters, keep them up to date on your staff meetings, that kind of thing. And I think that rolls into even a potential closed Facebook group. If you're familiar with like community groups on Facebook,
right?
You know, maybe you start one for teachers. And you're the one that creates this closed Facebook group for teachers in your community. So it's not necessarily branded with your childcare center name. But it's a support group as teachers in your community. And just being able to kind of navigate that, facilitate that, you're probably going to end up finding some really good employees.
And I think that kind of parlays into, and I don't think this is on our list that we have written down, as brand ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you have those college students that come and work for you just on their break. So when they're back at school, why not empower them to hand out some information about your center to potential other people might be looking for a job.
I don't even know if you're right. I don't think I put brand ambassadors in here.
It just popped into my head when we were talking about something
else. I love brand ambassadors. Yeah, we had one out in a local university over by us. And what we did is every time we had a position available, we would send her a package with flyers. And she would take them, put them up around campus and put them in the common areas and the lunchroom kind of spaces. And we'd give her $100 to go do that. I mean, it was a really great situation. Mm-hmm. So having those brand ambassadors are really great. All right. Final overhaul strategy. And I think you brought this up, was believing that you're the best place to work.
I think that that's probably hard for people. Do you think that people don't like to brag, so they don't want to be like, we're the best?
Well, I think sometimes that we get so bogged down and stressed. And, you know, there is a lot of problems in childcare. It's hard. It's a hard job. And we may think we're the best, but sometimes we forget it. So we know it, but we forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we let other people kind of bring us down. So sometimes we let that bottom 20%.
We'll talk about top 20 and bottom 20 another time. But
we let that bottom 20% bring us down, and it starts to cause doubt. You know, a lot of times, you know, as a center director, there's a lot of doubt that you feel on a day-to-day basis. So to hire superstars, you have to believe that you are the best place to work. One of our clients, finally, that light bulb went on. They have a wait list for teachers. And it's so exciting. She called me up and she's like, we have a waiting list for teachers.
I feel like that's not something you hear very often, is a wait list to work at a place.
Right. And that's because she truly like started believing that her culture is amazing, that she's a great leader, and she believes that she has an environment that employees thrive in. And that's coming across in everything that she's doing. So now she has a waiting list in her pipeline.
That's amazing.
And they're superstar employees. That's the cool thing. So it can happen. We're not just sitting here giving you all these, you know, ideas because we're sitting here in the comfort of childcare biz help. And, you know, we haven't walked that walk. We have walked that walk. We walk it with our clients. We know that there's some really important things that you can do at your childcare center that's going to help work for sure. And
what were you going to say?
I was just going to kind of reiterate, unless did you want to touch on?
Yeah, I was going to. Okay. So, when was that we, so if you're watching on replay, I'm going to hold up the book. It's called 1001 Childcare Recruitment and Enrollment Strategies. If you're listening.
1001.
If you're listening.
Whew, do you remember writing that?
So let's get some backstory. Because this is a good one. Caroline just decides we need to write this book about recruitment and enrollment strategies. And she's like, 500 ideas.
Yeah, it did start off with 500.
And so we get an email. You, me, and Crystal, who also works with us, we get an email. We're like, oh, we're never going to get 500. That was when it was on my to-do list. Then when it became email, Caroline was like, let's do, did you say 900?
You're airing my dirty laundry. No, I think it was down to like 699 or something.
Something. At some point in time, it got raised to 900. And we're like, we're never going to finish this. Like, how are we going to come up with that many ideas? Well.
Well, then I started thinking about what would really make a great title. 1001.
Well, and we had to really change it because we ended up coming up with more. We're like, well, now we have to add. Now the title's going to be not 999. It's 1001. So there's 1001.
But in here, there's about 240 some recruitment ideas.
Recruitment and retention specifically.
Right.
So I just wanted to, I have bookmarks on some of them and I wanted to go over them.
Sounds good.
And talk about why we set them as an option.
Awesome.
I think it's important to know the very first one in the recruitment and retention area is never stop hiring.
Mm.
And we were in this position, like you're fully staffed. You're like, we don't need to hire more employees. 100% wrong.
Never say that to yourself.
Because the second you stop doing that is when you need 8.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah. On Tuesday, you're like, wow, I'm good. And then on Thursday, you need 4 employees. You're like, what happened?
So, and it's not like, and so when you, I guess it goes to that gives you a wait list, essentially. You just go through the process and say, you know, you still interview. It doesn't mean you're going to hire everybody or hire anybody, but it kind of gets that wait list. So you can say, you know, right now we don't have anything, but we'll call you when we do.
So I kind of feel like the, you know, never stop hiring isn't really in anyone's vocabulary right now.
Right now. That's true. But I think it's still important to mention it.
Because it is. Well, you never know when you're going to find the superstar. That's the thing. So you might have a lot of employees that you might not necessarily want.
Well, and I think, like you said, just because today we don't need them doesn't mean tomorrow we will.
Exactly. What's another one?
When coming up with benefits, don't just think insurance, think wellness, specifically mental and physical wellness.
Love that one.
And we know to provide insurance for employees, it's expensive. So not just that, but what else can you offer them? You know, whether it be a discounted gym membership that you've worked out, because we did that. I contacted the local gym and I said, hey, could you offer our employees some sort of discount if they come in and up there? And I would say 9 times out of 10, they're going to say absolutely, because it's benefit for both people. So that was a fun one.
Or a Friday perk day.
Yeah.
Like a Friday giveaway day.
Why
so
not?
Advertise that, you know, one Friday a month, you're going to give away gift cards just randomly to people. That's kind of a fun idea. And you know, all those types of things, you're advertising. So you're doing, you do these really beautiful perks and benefits flyers for our clients. They're gorgeous. And you put them on their career pages. And they're not just listing that you get, you know, health and dental and vacation time. But they're way deeper than that. And they're more fun and visually appealing.
And I think when people think benefits, I mean, using air quotes again, they think insurance.
Exactly.
They don't think, oh, we provide our staff with lunch. We do giveaway.
Paternity.
Paternity. If you get not that you know, you have to do this. But if one of your employees gets a new dog, they get some time off work to spend
time. I mean, you get time off to have a baby, right?
So not necessarily a dog, but a cat or a new animal. They can have some time off to, you know, train that or whatever it may be. Like, those are also benefits, even though if they're not the standard quote unquote benefit that you think of. Another tip, do a video of behind the scenes of childcare and how you're a great place to work. I think we talked about that during our talk, but we're going to do a podcast about specifically video and we'll go more into depth about
that. Exactly. I think our producer is going to be helping with that.
Word on the street.
Maddie.
Maddie's going to make a debut on the podcast.
Yeah. So she's been doing a lot of video for our company and I think she's going to do a guest appearance then. More to come on that.
I was going to say it's going to be an X amount of time, but I don't know.
She's a sassy one, too. She's standing back there, but we won't get into that.
So a quick tip. So in the book, we have all of our 1001, but we also have some quick tips. And this one is attitude is everything. Skills can be taught. So when hiring, put personality first. And we did talk about that skills can be taught. Mm-hmm. Not always ideal, but they can be. Let's find the next one. Ooh, I think I skipped one.
Uh-oh.
Going back. This is a good one.
Okay.
Have you looked at who the director is and if they're the reason you're losing employees?
All right. I'm going to stop. That's going to be the last one we're going to talk about because to me, that one is huge. Okay. Say it again. Have you looked at your director?
Have you looked at who your director is and if they're the reason you're losing employees?
Okay. You're not going to have to hire as much if you're retaining.
So let's read the last one, then go back to that one. Okay. So obviously this is not all of them, but these are just some of the highlights. Start an I Walk Unified campaign by looking up distances to a variety of places and encouraging your staff to walk the miles to get there. Log the miles as a team. And when you hit certain milestones, celebrate. If the miles represent how far it would be to go to Nashville, attend a concert in the park. If you walk enough miles to Mexico, consider a taco margarita night.
I love this.
It incorporates wellness, which is important, and a team building idea.
Right. And again, what we want to reiterate is when you're doing these things in your childcare center, not only are they unique and fun, but you're posting it. You're posting it on your career page. You're posting it on social media. These are the things that you're doing as a childcare center to make it a fun environment.
And maybe this would be a really cool one to make a little video on.
It like would
little
be a
video
cool
clips
one.
Of, I can just picture it, little video clips of the staff doing walking, or, you know, on their break or whatever, and then the celebration at the end.
Exactly.
That would be like a really cool little highlight reel.
But I do want to leave you with, you know, take a look at your center director. Center directors, if you're watching this, you know, your position, I always say this to my clients, the center director position will make or break your childcare center. If your center director is not dynamic, passionate, and love what they're doing, love their employees and love the families, they're not the right fit. And so we need to look at our center director positions and are they the reason we're not able to get new hires? Is it coming across in the interview process? Are we not retaining employees because of that center director? So superstars want to work for amazing people. So take a look at that position and are they amazing? Are they the right fit for you?
Yeah, I think hearing that is sometimes hard to hear.
It is
hard
to hear. It's true,
it's
though.
It's important. And the only way to find that out is to ask.
Exactly. All right. So let's reiterate, kind of go back. So today we were talking about hiring superstars. And when we're doing that, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, our online presence is spot on. We need to look outside the childcare industry and hire people that might not be part of the early education industry.
We need to take a look at our hiring ads and do they accurately depict what we're looking for in employees?
Exactly. And we need to look at where we're trying to find employees. Are there places that we can go to network and events that we can attend to find employees? And I know there's one more.
I know. I totally just...
Oh, and believe that you are the kind of company that is worth hiring superstars. So it was a lot of information today that we went over. I always like to leave a challenge. So one of the challenges in the middle of our podcast today, I talked about kind of stepping back and doing an audit of your online presence. So mm-hmm. I want to encourage you. I'm sure Justina, our online guru, would encourage you to take a step back. Look at what you're putting out there online. Look at what you're putting out there on your website. And is it something that's going to attract a superstar?
And if you can't be biased, have someone that maybe doesn't work for you that's outside of the industry give you that feedback, because right. I think they're going to be the ones that are honest with you.
Yeah, get some fresh perspective for sure. But hey, this was a good podcast today, wasn't it?
It was.
Or do I just think that?
Well, I was going to say, our listeners don't know this, but we started off a little, I don't want to say rough, but we had a little bit of a case of the giggles. So it took us a while to get started, but that's okay.
It did. But I think there's a blooper reel that might be coming.
It might take a while to get enough footage for that, but it'll happen.
It'll happen. But thank you guys for listening or watching us today on Daycare Overhaul on how to hire superstars. And we're really excited to bring you another podcast. And if you have an overhaul win at your center, what we want you to do is share a comment or send a picture. And you can do that on our Facebook, Child Care Biz Help, or on our Instagram, Child Care Biz Help. And share the hashtag
overhaul win.
Hashtag overhaul win. And at any time, we encourage you to send us a question at info@childcarebizhelp.com. If you have an idea for a future podcast, we'd love to hear from you.
We'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
See you next week.